Welcome to In Depth for another edition of this PSA program. I am your host, Ian Sorensen. Thank you for tuning in on a Sunday morning. Matt DeBray from Nevada Volunteers is in the studio for the first interview. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So what's going on with Nevada Volunteers? You got a really cool awards gala coming up?
Yeah, so every year we do the Governor's Points of Light Awards, and it's an award that honors the best of the best in volunteering in Nevada. Right now we're accepting nominations, so we're just kind of out here trying to find out who the best volunteers in Nevada are.
All right, that's fantastic. How long has this been going on?
It's been going on a number of years. I think we are closing in on the 20th year. We're somewhere between 15 and 20.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very cool. So what kind of goes into this? I mean, are there criteria? Do you just kind of accept submissions and kind of choose? How are they chosen, I guess?
Yeah. So we have seven different categories this year. We have Outstanding Volunteer, Outstanding Youth Volunteer, Outstanding National Service Member, Outstanding Volunteer Program for Nonprofit, Outstanding Volunteer Program for Business, a Community Leadership Award, and a Lifetime Achievement Award this year.
Oh, wow. That's great. So I don't know. I mean, it might be hard to kind of draw back from previous years, but can you name any winners from previous years in your head?
So we've had winners that have spanned the entire state of Nevada. Like I said, we're trying to find the best of the best in Nevada. Last year, this year, we've actually changed the format. In years
really?
Previous, we used to have region-specific winners. So mm-hmm. if you were the best volunteer in northern Nevada, if you're the best volunteer in rural Nevada or in southern Nevada. So this year, to make it a little bit more competitive and hopefully get a couple more entries, we're going to make it just statewide outstanding volunteer.
Oh, wow.
For a local winner last year, our outstanding volunteer manager came from Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful.
Oh, right on.
So we have had programs in the area be successful and win the Governor's Points of Light Awards. And we're just, honestly, we know that there's a lot of great volunteers throughout the state, and a lot of them don't want that. Don't call attention to themselves. They do it because it's what matters to them. They don't see it as something that's going above and beyond. And really, those are the ones that you kind of look for. They're the ones who are out there putting in the extra work, doing going above and beyond, and but not exactly seeking recognition.
Exactly. Yeah. Very kind of understated people who deserve to have a light kind of shone on them, which is the point of these.
Yeah. Every year it's really cool to see the people who get selected as finalists. We take the top three finalists in each category, and then they get to come down to Las Vegas with us for an awards luncheon. Last year, the lieutenant governor was the one who got to hand out the awards. This year, we're hoping to get the governor to be the person handing out the awards. So it's a cool
nice.
Opportunity to get to be recognized on a major level in the state of Nevada.
Cool. How long is the submission stage?
So submissions will be open until the 30th. So
the 30th of this month.
Yep. So
okay.
This is the last push for them. So we're really hoping to get some good submissions in.
All right. So two and a half weeks at this. Actually, by the time this airs, definitely about 2 weeks.
Yep. So, I mean, but we usually have a lot of those last minute submissions because people are trying to find all the information to really showcase the volunteers who they're nominating.
Okay. Very cool. So how can they find out more information, like how to submit people? I'm assuming you can do it so online.
Yeah. All the submissions are online. If you go to our website, www.nevadavolunteers.org, you can submit there. We have a nice little recognition tab at the top of our website. Click that and it'll take you to our kind of FAQ/submission page.
Cool. And when is the actual kind of awards luncheon going to take place?
So the awards luncheon will take place in April.
Okay.
We'll have from now and from once the submission deadline closes until then to kind of look through submissions, judge them. We have an independent panel of judges from throughout the state. So it's not just the people in the office looking through and picking
their who favorites, like, or friends, or what have you. Yeah,
yeah. I don't even get to see who the finalists are until about a month before.
Oh, okay.
And then so once the finalists are picked, that's when some of the really cool stuff gets to happen. I actually go out and meet with the finalists, and one of the things we do is we create a video that tells their story of volunteering that we show at the awards luncheon. So I get to go out there, I get to talk to them, find out why volunteering was so important to them, and why they got involved. And that's always a really kind of cool thing to learn.
Very cool. Do you have like a number of submissions you can like name right now? Do you know what the general number might be?
Right now, I think we're sitting about 10 to 15 submissions.
Oh,
so,
really?
I mean, it's not a ton, but we usually get a pretty good last minute push. But I mean, it's a good time for you, for people who are interested, to submit their nominations now. It's kind of helps to get in early. Again, we always appreciate seeing submissions come in when they come in.
Yeah, and think of the, I mean, advantages. Anybody who's a part of a nonprofit might be listening right now. You know, submit a name of somebody you think is deserving. You might win, and then your entire nonprofit is basically put on a statewide stage.
Exactly. I mean, we like to make sure people know how these volunteers are getting involved in the community. Our youth volunteers last year were fantastic. One of the finalists, he volunteered at a hospice, and his story was amazing. And it was cool because there was representatives from that organization there who they actually didn't know that he'd been nominated.
Oh, really?
They had another person from that hospice be nominated as well. So they kind of got a double shout out. One of their own was nominated as a volunteer manager, and one of their volunteers was nominated as an outstanding youth volunteer. So they do get recognized, and the organizations kind of get to, you know, be able to say, hey, we had a finalist for the Governor's Points of Light Awards as one of our volunteers. So come volunteer with us. We like to show our recognition. We like to show that you're special.
Really good selling point. That's really cool. So people can nominate through November 30th. They do so. What's the website again?
www.nevadavolunteers.org.
Okay, very cool. Matt DeBray, thanks a lot, bud.
Yeah, thank you for having me.